Good morning from Pharma and Biotech Daily, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in pharma e biotech world. Orchard has set a record-setting price tag of $4.25 million for its gene therapy Lenmeldi, with hopes of convincing insurers to cover it. The FDA panel has backed broader use of J&J and Bristol-Myers cell therapies for myeloma, despite concerns about early death risks. Capstan raised $175 million to advance an autoimmune disease treatment. Following a buyout, Orchard received FDA approval for its rare disease gene therapy. Bluebird, facing financial struggles, took on $175 million in debt financing to extend its runway. Bristol-Myers cell therapy Breztri received approval for certain adults with hard-to-treat forms of leukemia or lymphoma. The gene therapy landscape continues to evolve, with advancements in treatments and approvals. Biopharma Dive provides in-depth coverage of the latest news and trends in the biotech and pharma industries. Transitioning to the next news, Thermo Fisher and Bayer have partnered to develop companion diagnostics to identify potential patients for Bayer's precision cancer therapies. Insulet has named Anna Maria Chadwick as CFO, while Johnson Matthey plans to sell its medical device components unit for $700 million. MedTech layoffs continue in 2024, with companies like Medtronic and Baxter announcing employee cuts. Intuitive aims to stay ahead of competitors with a new surgical robot, and the FDA has issued warning letters related to plastic syringes made in China. The MedTech industry is seeing a growing focus on digital health and AI, with companies embracing new technologies and treatments. Overall, the industry is evolving rapidly with advancements in technology and treatments reshaping the landscape.